Welcome to Golf Better at Edwin Watts Golf. Episode number 66. Hello, everyone. Tom Purcell here, and thank you so much for listening in with us. Whether you're a first-timer or you're a wily veteran of the show, we are glad you're with us. And speaking of wily veterans, technical specialist Kenny Nicholson sitting right across the desk here from me in Studio A, as he does each and every episode. And Kenny, it's flat cold outside.
It is freezing. I mean, we're in Florida, and our forecast for tomorrow afternoon is a chance of snow. I mean, give me a break.
Close the school, shut the businesses, and a raid on the supermarkets, huh?
Yeah, I don't think any golf's going to be played tomorrow south of Interstate 10.
Well, I tell you, in any case, it may not be played, but we're going to talk golf today with some two good friends from just up the road. They'll probably get some snow and ice in Atlanta, Georgia, from Mizuno, Chuck Couch and David Llewellyn. Guys, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, Chuck, tell us a little bit about your role, and then David right behind behind Chuck. Chuck, I think you're marketing, and David, you're on the R&D side, right?
That's correct. That is correct. Hey, this is Chuck, and I am the director of marketing. And the neat thing about it, it's not your traditional marketing of advertising or promotion or POP or displays. It's the product side of marketing. So working hand-in-hand with Dave Llewellyn and his team, from thinking of the idea to putting it in the warehouse and everything in between is really my responsibility.
And David, on your side, on the R&D side, a lot goes into that, and you're probably out there you have some people out there on tour working with the tour players to find out what they're looking for, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. We do an awful lot of testing with our tour staff and also a lot of player testing as well across all handicap ranges. Of course, we really kind of specialize in better players' irons, but also we have offerings for really any handicap level, and you know, the same great feel that those tour players love in our Green Flow forged irons are available in for a wide variety of handicaps.
Yeah, it's a good point to bring up, David. I mean, there's not really a misconception, but a lot of people when they hear of Mizuno irons, they typically look at forging and think that it's pretty much designed for only the better players out there, when in actuality, the grain flow forging that you guys have is available for every skill level golfer.
Yeah, you're right. That is a misconception that we've seen. And the interesting thing with our patented grain flow forging process, which really enhances the feel and the feedback of the iron, sometimes it's the mid-high handicapper that has the most to gain from getting that enhanced feedback from their golf club.
Since we have, you on the phone being the R&D guy, I think a lot of people know what forging is, but there's only a few that probably know what grain flow forging is. And, the easiest way for me to explain it is kind of looking at a tree stump when you cut it and seeing the grain in there. If you could touch on that for just a minute so the listener understands a little bit more of what we're talking about when we use that.
Sure, and the tree analogy is great. Just to take that a step further, if you imagine like a wooden baseball bat, you can see the grains, they go along the length of the bat. And with our process, really what we want to do is optimize the grain structure. And just like the baseball bat, we have long, continuous grains of the metal that go from the toe of in the case of an iron, goes from the toe of the club all the way up through the hosel. Very continuous, very tightly packed. And what that translates into the golfer is a very, very consistent, soft, solid feel that maximizes the amount of feedback that they get from it.
You guys have a very, very high rate of repeat buyers or long-time, lifetime customers. I think that'd be a fair
loyalist
statement. Yeah. Chuck, can you talk a little bit about, for those who aren't as familiar, the difference between the MP line and your MX line?
I sure will. MP stands for Mizuno Pro. This is a good grounding point. Internally here, myself and David and our team talks about game enhancement. So if you're an MP player, we're saying you're coming to the course, and you have a lot of abilities to hit that ball left, hit it right, hit knockdown shots, hit three-quarter shots. So we want to take that MP golf club and jam-pack it with technology, features, and benefits that enhances what you've already brought. Now, MX for us stands for Mizuno Extreme. And internally, myself and David and our team talks about game improvement. So you're a player that comes to the course, and you might be saying, hey, I don't always hit it on the sweet area. When I do miss it, I don't want to be penalized. I want to have a lot of forgiveness. But we're going to jam-pack that golf club with technology and features and benefits to improve your game. But if you do miss hit it, you're not penalized. You're going to get great carry. And if you do hit it thin, you still get the ball able to launch at a right angle. So that's how MP and MX really fit perfectly to our category.
The MP for Players Club, like you said, Pro Line, and the MX game improvement, right?
Well, yeah.
You got it.
Extreme forgiveness is what I call it. I mean, I've had the opportunity and get the opportunity to hit all of the products out there. And one of the things that is extremely noticeable is going from an MP series to an MX series. And you know when you miss hit a golf ball on the toe or the heel, or you hit it a little bit high in the groove or whatever, and the forgiveness factor in a forged golf club that comes into play there. You still have that soft feel. It's not a real hard, vibrating feel. And you, as far as we talk about off-center and distance loss is very minimal, which is a great attribute to you guys and the development team, David.
Well, yeah, thank you. Obviously, feel for us is, if it's not our number one priority, it's tied with a couple other things. I mean, it's something we've poured an awful lot of our R&D resources into the last few years, really understanding what is feel, the sound of impact, and actually designing that into our club heads in the virtual world at the CAD level before we ever cut a prototype or go to any mold stage. We have a pretty good understanding of, you know, with our materials and with the geometries that we're creating, that we will most likely be able to check off that feel criteria.
Chuck Couch, the director of marketing for Mizuno Golf. David Llewellyn, director of R&D. You guys have got some new products, both on the MP line and on the MX line. Let's start with the MX game improvement side and talk a little bit about some of the new clubs that are out.
Well, I'll go first and take the new MX 1000 irons. I'll let David finish with the MX 300 irons. When we first wrote the concept sheet for the MX 1000s, the concept sheet's just what you think it is. It's starting with a blank piece of paper and trying to list everything you want to happen when we bring this product to life. We were talking about massive distance and forgiveness. We really use the word rocket launcher here. So the MX 1000 is our super game improvement iron. We're going to jam-pack it with some wonderful technologies. The first one is called hot metal, and the face material is ES230. And we wanted to make sure we found a material that we could get over the entire face that gave us the same coefficient of restitution that you think about in driver at .822, but in an iron. Knowing that if we got that coefficient of restitution to a very high level, up close to .822, you're able to see amazing distance generation. The other thing we did is that it's a hollow technology golf club. So we're able to make sure to take that ES230 face and then plasma weld it to a high-tech structure in the back and then get a lot of low, deep center of gravity and huge perimeter weight. So you got great distance from the ES230 hot metal face, you're going to get great forgiveness because of hollow construction, all that mass low and deep and towards the rear of the golf club. So when you talk about great distance and great forgiveness for a super game improvement iron, you really open a lot of eyes to those consumers looking for it.
Yeah, and with that lower and deeper center of gravity, one thing too, if you've ever experienced or had trouble, especially getting those mid and long irons airborne, these irons, they make it extremely easy to get the ball airborne throughout the whole line of irons.
I appreciate you saying that. And when you said the whole line of irons, it made me really think about something else we wanted to do, is that when you make a super game improvement club, it doesn't have to look goofy, if that, for any lack of a better word. I mean, you put it in the playing position, it looks like a real iron, and that's kind of what we wanted to get across as well. We're still going to get great distance, great forgiveness, a lot of technology, but when the player puts it in the playing position, then they're playing with a great iron product.
David, Chuck teed you up there. Why don't you touch a little bit on the MX300?
Sure. Yeah, thanks, Chuck. That was you can tell he spends an awful lot of time in R&D, and vice versa. We spend time with him. So, yeah, the MX300, you know, Chuck was talking about, we have the MP, which is game enhancement, and MX, which is Mizuno Extreme Game Improvement. What we found is there's an awful lot of people that are somewhere in the middle of that. And with the MX300, the concept out of the gate was, let's make an extremely forgiving, of course, grain flow forged, one piece forged iron, but let's make it very friendly to the better player at the address position. So we took care of everything in terms of you know, the size of the head, the top line thickness, the offset, making sure that all of these things were very much, were very kind of, you know, driven by pro specs, not as, you know, not as thin as an MP, but, you know, definitely something that would not offend any low handicapper. But we also wanted to build in some technologies like Y-Tune Pro. What Y-Tune Pro allows us to do is distribute the weight in such a way that we can have maximum forgiveness without sacrificing the feel. On top of that, it is a flow design throughout the set. The 3 through 5 iron have kind of a wide pocket cavity for lower and deeper center of gravity. Then the 6 and the 7 have a little bit smaller of a pocket cavity. Really, the focus there is accuracy and forgiveness. And then the 8 through gap wedge, they don't have a pocket cavity at all. It has a solid power bar, which really, in terms of like accuracy and very solid feel, the 8 through gap wedge are dialed in for that.
Yes, you mentioned the top line, and not many golfers I know are egotistical, but there's something about having a real thick top line that just throws even the higher handicaps off. And the MX300, you nailed it with what you were saying about having a little bit thinner top line, and from the address position, how it looks like an iron that you can, it's easy to work the ball with, yet you know you still have that comfort in the back of your mind knowing that you still have extreme forgiveness built into the iron as well. And moving forward, we'll go ahead and talk about the MP58 product that's just come out as well, and touch on the playability factors with that and what type of player that might fit into.
Sure, Chuck. I'll take the 58 and I'll tee it up for David on the 68 with a 3D muscle that was really his design from start to finish. On the 58, we've always said MP, game enhancement, better player, work the ball. And we always said, how do you make an MP club more playable? And I don't want to say forgiving, because to make it more forgiving, we'd have to make it longer, thicker top line, thicker sole, bigger head design, and you put it in the playing position, and you're a MP-type player, which let's say that's 13, 14 under handicap, it doesn't look right to you. You don't want to see a thick top line. You don't want to see a longer blade length. You don't want to see a fat sole. So you always have to be mindful that forgiveness and playability are two different things. So that's difficult to do in the MP golf club and not just make it bigger and look odd in the playing position. But one thing we did during our grain flow forging process is we took the back of the muscle and forged out of it a cavity. It took 20 grams out. And the only issue with that is there's no mass behind the impact area. Now, you freed up a lot of discretionary weight to make it more playable, to make it slash more forgiving, but it didn't feel right because there was no mass there. Well, during the grain flow forging process, we will place a titanium muscle inside where that cavity is and forge it all together. So that gave us great mass behind the impact area, so you get that wonderful feel, which Mizuno is known for feel. But we took 20 grams out, put only 10 grams back in. That left 10 grams of discretionary weight for Dave and his staff to strategically position around the golf club to make it play so much bigger than it is. You go out to the players in there and say, here's the new dual muscle titanium in the MP58. They put it in the playing position. They say, wow, that looks like I want it to look. They're able to work the ball and feel the ball and do all the shots they want. And just in case they do mishit it or they catch it a little thin, it plays so much bigger and gives them that playability slash forgiveness level that they've never seen before in that type of golf club.
My guess is that David probably moved a little bit of that out towards the heel and the toe to increase the moment of inertia.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. The interesting thing is just, comparing the MOI, the moment of inertia, the MP58, versus one of our earlier clubs in the MP57, which we consider to be a full cavity back, the MP58 is actually 10% larger and a lot less cavity.
Are you doing with irons what club makers were doing with drivers just a few years ago? You're talking about discretionary weight and getting it on the outside, right?
Yep, replacing the more dense heavy steel with the lighter weight titanium.
Wait, let's touch on the MP68 also, correct?
The MP68, believe it or not, the muscle back is really our toughest project as an R&D and marketing team, just because of what it is. You're basically designing something for the best of the best and the most finicky golfers in the world. We've had historically we've had loads of very successful muscle back designs But when we went to our tour players and our better players on the staff and asked them, you know, what would you like to see in this this new muscle back that we're working on for 2010? And it was pretty resounding how it came back. You know what? The MP33 was the best muscle back Mizuno ever did. And so, well, that, you know, that would have been great. Just, you know, rebadge the MP33 and we'll be on our way. But, you know, for as an R&D group, that just wasn't good enough for us. So what we did is we actually started with the 33 as our blueprint, digitized it, brought it into the CAD world, and basically just going over that design with the equivalent of like a digital, just going through and getting like finding a gram here, finding a gram there, being able to not only increase the playability of it via the 3D muscle, but also improve the feel. So, you know, by replacing like a standard planar muscle back, like a flat muscle back with the 3D muscle, we were able to free up about 7 grams of discretionary weight that not only did we place low in towards the toe, but we also used it to reinforce the entire head, make it more solid impact feel.
Yeah, David, great point about the MP33s, because going back as a younger player myself, when I thought I was good, I definitely remember playing that iron for a long time. And in the MP68, I got a chance to hit it. And as far as playability and forgiveness in a forged muscle back iron, you guys nailed it with that one, which is something that's extremely difficult to do. There's also a new line of wedges that have come out, and there's some new rules that apply to you guys in the R&D side of it. So let's talk on the MP10 wedge, if you don't mind, and how you guys were able to create that and work within the new rules that are out there with the USGA.
Yeah, the MPT10, well, you know, as you mentioned, there is a new rule. It's called the condition of competition. And starting in January 1 of this year, 2010, at the most elite levels, like the PGA Tour and various other tours, they're switching to a new, less aggressive groove. But as far as the other 99.9% of the golfers, well, they can continue using the old rule groove until 2024. And the T10 is our next generation of groove technology that is good through 2024, but obviously will only be available until the manufacturers are required to shift to the new groove in 2011. But what it features is quad cut grooves, which basically what quad cut means is we have very precise control over the four key dimensions of the groove, which is width, depth, the draft angle, and the shoulder radius, and really kind of maximizing those in order to maximize spin.
That's awesome.
Good points, Dave. And on the wedge, we talked to other manufacturers as well as tour players, and one of the things that we keep asking them is, with the new rule, where are you going to see the biggest disadvantage with having the V grooves? And they all seem to say the same thing, that from the fairway, it's going to play close to the same. The big difference is going to be from the rough. Is that what you are seeing as well?
Yeah, we're seeing, you know, if a player decides to transition from the old groove, the old groove to the new groove, basically, on full shots with a nice lie, they're not going to see too much of a difference in terms of spin rate. Basically, it's as you get further from a full shot or get in some damp conditions or perhaps some deep rough, certainly you're going to see a little bit of difference in something like a 20-yard pitch shot, just because under the new requirements, the shoulders or the edges of the grooves have to be much more rounded. So you're not going to get quite as much bite on the ball.
Chuck, you've teed David up a couple times. We'll tee you up with some new woods, the MP 630 series. Can you talk a little bit about the new Mizuno woods?
Oh, I'd love to. It is an MP product, so we come at it from that angle. So it's just a 15 and under handicap type product. So it's really built for the better player to enhance what you're bringing. And we always talked about tour ready through this whole development process. And we worked with all of our tour staff from concept all the way to a final product, so they're hitting right off the mold. So we've had a lot of feedback from our better players like Luke Donald, Jonathan Bird. I mean, true drivers of the ball and true shot makers of the ball. So the tour-ready concept was when you put it in the playing position, it's going to look very square. If not square, open, because it's not going to have that toe dragging in where it looks like maybe the left side of the fairway is open. To us, that's more of a game improvement type process to where you're going to have someone that says, no matter where I hit it, it's still going to go straight. The better player, I mean, they want to hit it straight, but they also want to have some workability, and how it looks in the playing position, we're very sensitive to that. Now, along with that, both the MP630 and the MP630 Fast Track, they have what we call hot metal technology. And that internally is us, anything we can do to not only make the sweet area 0.822 on the coefficient of restitution, but make the entire face 0.822. So that hot metal for the MP630, we're using a sheet forged 6-4 titanium with multiple thickness face, and that is called Cortec. That is our technology that we try to design into every one of our woods, so we get explosive distance no matter where you hit it on the face, and you get maximum control. We're going to make sure that that rebound area, if you think like a trampoline, no matter where you hit it, you get that consistent rebound. You're going to get very much control and distance across the board. Now, the MP630 Fast Track has just that. It has a new Fast Track technology. And think of it like on the bottom of the club. It's like a horseshoe. Inside that horseshoe, you can have 2 8-gram weights. And you're able to maneuver those weights around the horseshoe and give you 45 different trajectory settings. So you'll be able to go from left to right and up and down just by sliding the weights and locking them back into place. So quickly, the player can find what's right for their ball flight, lock it in, and go to the tee and play some of the best golf they've ever played. Along with those two drivers, we have the new MP Titanium Fairway Wood, and we wanted to make sure it was titanium because we want to try to get that face to the .822 level just like the driver, so you've never hit longer fairway wood shots in your life. And being all titanium left us a lot of discretionary weight that we did not move low and back, and you hear that a lot, low and back. We actually moved it low and forward to drop that sweet spot down and basically the sweet spot of the face down so that you have a chance to catch the ball and get favorable launch, and you want to minimize your spin, that you're going to see that long-distance shot. And then taking that to the next, the MPCLK Hybrid, exact same thought process. We took the discretionary weight we had and brought it forward and down so we could lower the sweet spot, lower the center of gravity so that you're going to be able to get favorable launch conditions and you want to get spin cancellation so you've never hit your CLK or your hybrid longer or with more control. So all four of those products are part of our new MP Woodline.
And I want to thank you guys for being with us today. It's been great, David and Chuck. David from the R&D side, our customers love hearing from you guys. Final thoughts on your end?
Just a couple things on the woods. I mean, obviously this is MP. We do a lot of testing with our tour players, and you know, when you're working with the tour players, the main thing they're looking for is ball speed. If we can increase the ball speed, then we got a winner there. And with both new drivers and the fairway wood, seeing nice ball speed increases without an increase in spin, which is really difficult to do. But these new drivers and fairway woods have really done it.
Yeah, it's a testament to your brand and the brand equity that you guys have, and we really appreciate you being here. And, Chuck, you have any final thoughts you want to include?
Well, it's always fun to talk about all these wonderful things that our golf clubs can do, but I always want to reward someone for listening and get the experience of it. You know, I'd love to offer a new MP630 driver to one of your listeners, and you can tee up that contest on your side, and we'll ship it out there, and we'll get that player out on the golf course long and straight and having a great time.
I'll say it again. I'm a listener. As well as being on the show, I listen so I can get in it. No, that's awesome. The listeners will definitely appreciate that, and it's just a bonus for you guys to do that for us because they love listening to the marketing side of it and what goes into the R&D side of it, and you guys did a great job of helping us understand some of the technology and the bullet points that we hear out there that we don't typically know what that means. So we really appreciate you guys being on with us today, and much success to you guys. And hopefully the weather will start to warm up around the country so some people can get out there and start playing some more golf.
Very much so. Thank you so much for having us. We look forward to our next visit and chat.
Thanks so much, Chuck. Thanks, David. Take care.
Yep. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Well, Kenny, batting 1,000 this year. Every one of our manufacturer partners that come on has so far offered up a prize for one of our listeners. What the thing you have to do is you have to know how to register to win, and we've always say go to the homepage and look left. But we got a new homepage design now, so talk about what
they do. And I would love to get your take on that. You can go to the Ask Kenny button, and I'll tell you how to get there to tell me what you think of the new homepage look. But now the Golf Better podcast button is actually on the very bottom center of the homepage. You can click on that button, and from there you'll come to a new landing page as well, where there's some buttons where you can subscribe to the RSS feed and have that dumped directly into your iTunes folder. Or from there, you can also listen to past episodes as well as this one. And there's a register to win button. Simply click on that button, give us the required information that we ask of you, and you're automatically submitted to win one of these awesome drivers. And also the Ask Kenny button is there. If you have any questions that you'd like to ask me, I personally answer each and every one of those. And every now and then we have an episode that's going to be strictly Ask Kenny, and no question is out of bounds. You know, if you feel like it's, you know, might be, you know, something that's redundant or what have you, and you just need a little bit of clarification, send it over to me and let me see what I can do to help you out.
Or any suggestions as well, topics, yeah, who you'd like to hear. We've got some things we're working on behind the scenes to get some real good guests on the show. Can't really say yet, but help us out with some suggestions.
Yeah, some exciting stuff we're working on, and it's going to be as exciting for us as the listener as well. And you know, we're doing a lot to entice people to listen every week and tell your friends about it. And don't forget, on our website as well, if you haven't already joined, you can become a fan on Facebook, where we do a lot of new promotional stuff out there, as well as some giveaways, and as well as you can follow us on Twitter. So if you want to have some early release of some stuff that we do and follow kind of what we're doing here at Edwin Watts Golf Shop, become a fan or follow us and keep in touch with us.
Yeah, and don't forget, once again, the big thing, register to win that MP630 driver from Mizuno. Let's take it back because it's Christmas Day again. It's almost like as cold as Christmas outside. Episode number 65, Mr. Tom Cox from Tofosi Eyewear offered up some free eyewear from Tofosi. A couple hundred people registered for the eyewear, and we've got a winner. And Kenny, our winner is?
Yeah, Mr. Daniel Contorno from Marana, Arizona.
I bet he's warm. Daniel, congratulations. I know it's sunny out in Arizona, and you'll have something to protect your eyes.
Yeah, these are coming handy out there in Arizona.
We'll be in touch with you shortly about getting the ones you want from Tofosi Eyewear.
Yeah, Daniel, we'll get in touch with you and any product they have that you'd like to get. I'm excited for you because it's a great pair of eyewear that I'm sure you'll love.
Well, special thanks again to Chuck Couch and David Llewellyn from Mizuno Golf for joining us today. Kenny, thanks for joining again. It's always a pleasure being here with you. And we'll do it again in another couple weeks with another exciting episode of Golf Better at edwinwattsgolf.com. So long, everybody.